Alrighty. Hello, everybody. It's Wednesday, December 6th. In compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee, as published in the Hunterdon Review. The agenda was posted on the Township Bulletin Board, and as a courtesy posted on the Township website, official action will be taken at this meeting. We're all going to rise for the flag salute, and then we're going to have a moment of silence afterwards for our first responders, members of the military, and frontline workers.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Please be seated. Okay. Roll call.
Mr. Schmidt. Mr. McKee.
Here.
Ms. Kohler.
Here.
Mr. Wunder.
Here.
Mr. Abbott.
Here.
Okay, first up, we have a complete backlog of minutes that from August all the way to November 15th. And some of you don't realize this, but we've been short-staffed, so we finally have the clerk in place, and they worked really hard to get 9 sets of minutes. August 16th, 2023, regular session meeting minutes. September 6th, 2023, regular session meeting minutes. September 14th, special meeting executive session minutes. September 20th, executive session meeting minutes. October 4th, regular session meeting minutes. November 15th, special meeting minutes, executive session minutes. And November 15th, regular session meeting minutes. November 15th, executive session meeting minutes. We had two executive sessions. So I went through them with a fine-tooth comb. I gave Carolyn some amendments today. I don't know if anybody else did, but I'm confident that the changes that she made are good.
Do you want a motion on all those?
I think we should, unless you want to single any
no,
of them
I'd
out.
No, I prefer to take
just
that.
Just get it over with here. It's you know, it was a lot of work, and I really appreciate you stepping up, and Kim, too, because I know Kim helped a lot with this. So do I have a motion to approve all of the minutes I just read?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Well, let's see. Now that that's out of the way. Next up, can I get a motion to open the public comment?
Make a motion to open up the public comment limited to agenda items only.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Seeing no public, I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up, we have a public hearing on three ordinances today. The first one, can I get a motion to open a public comment on item 10, ordinance number 10, 2023, regulating illicit connections to the township's separate storm sewer system operated by the Township of Lebanon in accordance with the mandates from New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection. This is actually a state mandate. And there are going to be a bunch of other ordinances related to this that we will get done by May 1st. That's a new deadline on some of the other ones. But these have to be done by the end of the year. So
I'll make a motion to open ordinance number 10, 2023, for a public hearing.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Any discussion from the committee before we open it to the public hearing?
All good.
It's open now.
Okay. So, anybody from the public want to talk about this ordinance, illicit connections?
Seeing none, I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is ordinance number 11, 2023, which is amending Chapter 40 of the Code of the Township of Lebanon, entitled Historian Committee.
Did we adopt this ordinance?
No, we introduced it.
Okay, this was an introduction today?
Mm-hmm. Today's for the public hearing.
Okay.
Yes. So we need to open the public hearing for that. Can I get a motion to open the public hearing on ordinance number 11, 2023?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Any committee discussion?
No. Make a motion to close the public.
Any public discussion? Anybody want to comment? Okay, seeing none. More to follow on this one. This is a temporary update, and there's going to be more to follow.
Need a second?
Yeah.
Reed, second.
Did you make a motion?
Yep.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay, yes. Next up is, can we open the public hearing for Ordinance Number 12-2023, which is amending Chapter 69 of the Code of the Township of Lebanon, entitled Parks Committee.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Any committee discussion?
Nope. No.
Any public discussion? Seeing none, can I get a motion to close the public hearing?
I'll make it. Good. I'll be second. Abe, motion first.
Okay.
Roll call.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So, can I get a motion to adopt? It's a motion to adopt that, right?
Well, you just did a motion to adopt.
Well, it was a motion to close the public hearing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We needed to adopt.
I just realized we didn't do an adoption for the...
Let's do all three at once.
We have to do all three at once.
I thought you were...
It was to close the public hearing, so...
I'll make a motion to adopt Ordinance Number 10-2023, Number 11-2023, and Number 12-2023.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up, we have the storm ordinance... that we needed to get it by the planning board first, so we pushed the public hearing out. It was introduced on November 15th, but the new public hearing date is scheduled now for December 20th so that the planning board could weigh in.
But it was noticed for the 20th, right, Carolyn?
Correct. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So more to follow on that one. Next up, we have our resolutions, and once again, we're dealing with the SLEO contracts. We're going back and forth with the school a lot on some of the overhead charges. So we just sent a revised ordinance, one to Voorhees and one to Woodglen, for the special law enforcement officers for the school, reducing the overhead. And so this, what we're doing now is rescinding the other one that we sent them, which was resolution number 139-2023. Which rescinds the resolution of 123-2023 and resolution number 124-2023 to be replaced by the next ones that we're going to talk about here. So, can I have a motion to rescind?
Just to adopt resolution.
Adopt resolution 139-2023, rescinding resolution number 123-2023 and resolution number 124-2023 for the special law enforcement officers.
I'll make that motion approving resolution number 139-2023.
Okay.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And let's see. Something in here. Order. Okay. So then what we have is resolution number 140-2023, authorizing and approving shared service agreement between the Township of Lebanon and North Hunter and Voorhees Regional High School District Board of Education for special law enforcement officers. And what we did with this is when we reduced the overhead for the officers, we now have a not-to-exceed amount per SLEO, Special Law Enforcement Officer, of $76,663. That would include all the pass-through expenses, the salary for the Special Law Enforcement Officer, other types of overhead that we've broken out for the school so they could see exactly where all these charges came from. And this is actually for a term expiring June 30th of 2024. They're kind of on a June to June schedule. It's just that what will happen is it will be retroactive if we don't get this done, right away. So they have to get it on their next Board of Education meeting now. Unfortunately, the one that they're having at Wood Glen on the 14th is packed, action-packed already, so they're not going to have this on there. And I have to check back with Voorhees and see when they want to put this on their agenda. And it's only once a month, that's the thing, but there's not a problem with that, which is good. So can I have...
I'll make a motion approving resolution number 140, 2023.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is same thing. This is resolution 141, 2023, authorizing and approving shared services agreement between the Township of Lebanon and Lebanon Township School District Board of Education. So that's Wood Glen Valley View.
Local schools, yeah.
Right, mm-hmm. The local schools.
Mm-hmm.
In their case, what we have here is it's an exceed amount, which is $500 less than the high school had, because the chief talked to me about what he needed for Voorhees versus what he needed for Wood Glen, and we came up with $76,163. For each SLEO with the overhead included. So can I get a motion to adopt resolution 141, 2023, authorizing approved shared services agreement between Township of Lebanon and Lebanon Township School District Board of Education for special law enforcement officers.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And now we get to the fun part. So, Chief Kranz, would you like to say a few words before we do the resolutions for the some overall comments?
All right. Well, tonight we are swearing in two new officers, Lebanon County Police Department. So, first thing, how we got there? So, we started off with 45 applicants. We had PT assessment tests for guys who weren't PT certified police officers, DOC, corrections officers, have a waiver program now. So, we would have had 30 interviews over 5 days. And tonight, the two that made it, the top two are here. We're going to swear them in tonight. A little bit about both of them. I'll do Matt Kelly first. I've known Matt for a long time, professionally and personally, 11 years. He's born and raised in Hunter County. He's a great police officer. He's an SRO, so I can use him right out the gate. He's going to be an instant asset to the police department. Nick Sachs, he graduated Keene University with a bachelor's in criminal justice in 2019. He started his law enforcement career DOC for a year. Then he left DOC to take a position at New Jersey Human Services Police Department. He attended the Morris County Police Academy, graduated December 2022. He actually went to the academy with our three new hires, so they all vouched for him. I liked him. He's taller than me. He's a big dude.
Yeah.
He's also currently a reservist in the United States Coast Guard. Both are going to be great additions to our police family, and they're going to start December 11th, and I'm hoping they'll be here a long rest of their careers. So that's what I got about them.
Perfect. That's good. So with that, we have resolution number 142, 2023, resolution authorizing the hiring and appointment of Nicholas Sachs as police officer in the police department effective December 11th of 2023. He will be hired as a police officer 9th class, and his annual salary will be $50,814.92.
We're doing Mark Kelly, aren't we?
No, we're going to do, because of the order of the resolution. Matthew Kelly, second.
Oh, because we just introduced that.
Yeah, I know, but...
And I did both.
Oh, you did both?
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah, he did both, so it was easy for me to go back to the order I was going in. It's confusing enough package tonight.
Sorry.
I know,
you guys are both coming together, right?
No, we're not going to do, but we're going to do... Stop it. Okay, so with that, can I get a motion to adopt Resolution 142, 2023, the hiring of Nicholas Sachs?
I'll make that motion to adopt resolution 142-2023.
Second.
Happily.
Yes. Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. With that, Nicholas Sachs, come on down.
Come on down.
I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. Where do you want me, Jane? Any special spot?
Well, it's going to have to be a vertical shot. They're going to have to be back really far.
That's what I'm saying.
Whatever you want to do, that's fine. They're the important ones here. Yeah. Okay, so let me get. So this is Nicholas. This is right hand on the...
Left hand down, right hand up.
Right hand up, left hand on the Bible.
Everybody gets that wrong.
Bev, if you guys can just like turn for the camera.
Yeah,
that's
good.
There you go.
Ready? I, Nicholas Sachs.
I, Nicholas Sachs.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the same.
To the same.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And to the governments established in the United States.
In this state.
In this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly perform all the duties of police officers in the Township of Lebanon.
And justly perform all the duties of police officer in the Township of Lebanon.
County of Hunterdon.
County of Hunterdon.
State of New Jersey.
State of New Jersey.
According to the best of my ability, so help me God.
According to the best of my ability, so help me God.
Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard.
Let's have him sign this first, though, so that we do. I'm going to just sign mine.
Eric made it.
Okay, there you go.
I don't.
Yeah. You could have stayed out there. You could have handed
you
the paper.
So well.
Especially after getting all this combobulated. Aren't you going to do this one?
Yeah, just put it
right. That's right. I'll be back out again.
Thank you.
Have fun tonight.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. All right. So let's see. Next up, we have Resolution number 143-2023, authorizing the hiring and appointment of Matthew Kelly as police officer in the department effective December 11th, 2023. Matthew Kelly will be hired as police officer 5th class in the police department with a starting salary of $76,533.09, and again, it's effective on December 11th. So, Matthew, where are you? I know I saw you out there. Where's Matthew?
He's in there. He's back there.
Oh.
He's coming.
Yeah, okay. Oh, can I get a...
I'll make a motion, to adopt number 143-2023.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. All right, with that, here we go again.
I'm Matthew Kelly. Do solemnly swear
that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the same.
To the same.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And to the governments established in the United States.
In this state.
In this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly perform all the duties of police officer. And justly perform all the duties of police officer.
Perform all the duties of a police officer.
In the Township of Lebanon.
In the Township of Lebanon.
The County of Hunterdon.
County of Hunterdon.
State of New Jersey.
State of New Jersey.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
And so we just have to sign these.
The
December 9th.
Congratulations.
Monday, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. We'll get you copies of all of this.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Okay. That's good. All righty. Next up, we have resolution number 144-2023, resolution accepting the resignation of David Sulpey as fire official with regrets. He's resigning because he's got some things he's dealing with, you know, items. So, can I get a motion?
Yeah, with regrets, I'll accept the resignation of David Sulpey. We will accept the resignation of David Sulpey as a fire official, therefore approving resolution number 144-2023.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 We lost everybody.
I know.
Yeah. Okay, Sharon's here. Huh.
That's why you do,
oh, yeah.
That's why you do that stuff first.
Next up is resolution number... Oh, next up is resolution number 145, opposing New Jersey Highlands Council draft best management practice for forestry in the New Jersey Highlands region.
Sure.
I'm playing footsies with you.
Any comments? I can give you some comments. Can we shut that door? Just make it. You can't. Oh, jeez.
Well, you can't shut that door. You got to keep one open. I can shut this door.
Give me crazy.
Just one, Sharon.
Well,
just one.
Leave one of those doors.
One open and... So, I was at the planning board meeting last night, and they weren't comfortable commenting on it until there's a final draft. Mm. You want to come and talk? Yeah, sure. We have Sharon Petzinger, the chair of the Environmental Commission, is going to speak about this. I had a differing opinion, though, by the way. So just so you know.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Sharon Petzinger, I'm here representing the Environmental Open Space Commission of Lebanon Township. Just a quick recap of why this resolution is before you. New Jersey Forestry Association wrote about the Highlands drafting new best management practices for forestry and outlined some concerns. They also provided information that included the draft best management practices, which I'll also refer to as BMPs. If I say BMPs, that's what I mean. And so this is how the information kind of got around, through an open public records act. On November 6th, the Environmental Open Space Commission reviewed this information and voted unanimously, with me abstaining, to notify the Township Committee and appropriate boards about the concerns and to request action to oppose these BMPs. Now, we have a good working relationship with the Highlands Council staff. We have for many years. We've also received grant money from them to create our forest plans and some other things. And we don't want to jeopardize that. At the same time, the impacts to our residents, if these BMPs are approved, would be astronomical. It would restrict forestry activities on thousands of acres, 71% of our forests in our township, and 88% of our forest landowners. And it will mandate additional requirements at the expense of all of the forest landowners in the township and throughout the Highlands region. So the next Highlands Council meeting is December 14th, 2023. And it was proposed in October that the Highlands would officially open the public comment period for these BMPs on that date. Okay, so currently it is not open for public comment, but the draft BMPs were sent to organizations outside of the Highlands, which deems them public records based on the Open Public Records Act. So that's how we came to that, to get that information before it went out to public comment. So I just wanted to state that for the record. So that's how we are today. So at the last meeting, the Township Committee requested that we provide the attorney with bullet points for drafting resolution. The Environmental Open Space Commission had formed a subcommittee on November 6th, so that subcommittee provided those bullet points or drafted those bullet points, and the attorney drafted the resolution that you have in front of you. So I guess some questions to think about, right, before you just make sure you have all the information. So I'm here to answer any questions. But for you to ponder, is the Township Committee comfortable opposing something that the Highlands Council staff are drafting, knowing that we have a good working relationship and that they provide us with grant money? If so, is the draft resolution opposing the Highlands BMPs worded in a way that we can maintain a good working relationship? And if so, is the Township Committee also comfortable opposing the Highlands BMPs prior to official public comment period? So those are the questions to think about, because that's the decision before you on what you decide to do with this resolution tonight.
How do you feel about the way it's worded? Do you feel that it's going to cause a rift?
I have no idea.
I was genteel.
I just
think they need to know, sooner rather than later. Give them some feedback. That's my thought.
This is as genteel of a resolution opposing something that you could be. Believe me, when I draft resolutions opposing something, there's name calling and you name it.
Yeah.
So it's genteel. If there's a professional, I don't think there's anything in here that should offend anybody there. And really, and I appreciate what Sharon had given me that made it really Lebanon specific. I mean, I think the original one had a lot of the stuff, then I took it and narrowed it down. But it really, I mean, I didn't, because I'm looking at this information, it's going to be a dramatic impact on the residents of this township.
That's what I'm afraid of.
And people are going to, aside from the burden, the financial burden, right, that's going to be imposed on them, and some of the stuff's going to be dramatic. Some individuals may no longer qualify for farmland assessment, right? Mm-hmm. So they came into this thinking, hey, I'm going to buy this land. I'm going to have farmland assessment. Now all of a sudden that's gone? Seriously? I mean, talk about changing the rules of the game. Mm-hmm. If they're offended by the tone of this resolution, then they shouldn't be doing what they're doing. They should not be. Because, again, what we forget, too many people forget in this country, government works for us. We don't work for government. They're a government agency. They should be listening to the comments of the people. And when you have a municipality that will be dramatically impacted by this, I don't think there's – I don't think you can get to them sooner enough. Frankly, you should be ahead of the curve, not behind the curve. Right. Because I'll tell you what they say is, because I've worked at every level of government, well, why didn't you tell me?
Right?
Be honest with you. I mean, we've been in planned conformance since 2011.
Right.
We've been a model Highlands municipality.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think we have a right to say something that we feel we disagree with.
Especially with 99%+ in the Highlands.
Just
right.
Which makes us even more unique, I think, than most.
I mean, people, rifle and stormwater. Like, people are upset about the stormwater. This, to me, is like, blows the stormwater thing out of the water.
I'm feeling less like a landowner and more like a tenant.
Well, if you're lucky to be a tenant.
Right.
Right? I mean, really, I'm not familiar with it, but I read the stuff the chairman provided, read the resolution, read the stuff, of, affects 11 on it, and I think, are you kidding me?
Mm.
So that's their job to give you. I mean, you can receive grants because you do what you're supposed to do as a municipality, right? It's even like your guys are going to do the best practice inventory, right, which always killed me with the state. That's coming up next, right? Mm-hmm. And the whole thing with respect, with budgets and being within the cap. Towns who do what they're supposed to do in this state get penalized. It's absurd.
Yeah.
It is absurd. We have a government that is so far against the people, is so far not with the people, it's ridiculous. And when these agencies come and they run amok, because they're out there, and I don't care, they can quote me. This is Mark Roselli, township attorney, saying, not the residents and not the council. But it's ridiculous when they take things and they're pulling the rug out from all these property owners. Not to mention the impact on the township for public owned our property, that the township owns, right? I mean, it's draconian what they're seeking to do, draconian. So this is pretty mild because, like I'm telling you, I'm using my language is a little frostier or saltier. And I wasn't salty because, you know, I was trying to maintain a balance and, you know. But
well
anyway.
Said.
Yeah.
We'll have to cut that snippet.
I thought at the last meeting we agreed that we wanted to get it in. Early.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you were at the planning board meeting,
I was,
you know, and it was there was pushback because it said confidential, but I said, but it's out there,
yeah,
and the attorney reviewed it, and you just backed it up again with, I couldn't remember all the details about what you had said about why, where it was out there already, but even though it was more confidential, he obviously knew it was, but it was okay to do this. I would rather not wait till it gets in a final draft form because then the train has left
more
the station.
Yeah.
It's actually received through a Public Records Act request. It's not confidential. The information's out there.
Yeah.
And you know, not for anything. You talk about should be transparent. This is something they should have been blowing from the hilltops or the highland tops, frankly, because of the fact that it's going to impact all these towns who are in it. I mean, it really is. It's draconian. It's real. What they're proposing is draconian. I mean, just it turns everything on its head. Especially since they initially drafted with an exemption that would remove the township and the property owners from what they're trying, and all of a sudden that's being taken away. Come on. I think what you really think another thing to think about doing is you know somebody should be showing up and really lobbying because you know it's another resolution. It's easy, but when you're face to face, that's most effective.
Right.
It's. You know, all these Highland towns, they should get together, go up there, and make all noise because you know how it is. But it's unfortunate. You know, what they should have done was reach out to the Highland towns and say, hey, we're thinking about doing this. What do you think? And get the feedback from the towns are going to be impacted directly. Not saying, what do you think?
We're supposed to be stakeholders.
Right. You are a stakeholder. Right? So you're the biggest stakeholder.
Right.
They're the beneficiary. The state's the beneficiary. You're the stakeholders. So that's, you know, it's great being king. I wouldn't know, but hey, I'm just saying.
Well, if they were going to give us grant money to take care of it all, that'd be something else, too. But
that's not coming. There's not going to be enough grant money. Just think about it, because you're just one town. All right? I don't know the other towns, but you're just one town.
The Highlands Council grants are for county and municipalities, but they're for, at this time, I believe, for plan conformance only.
Right, well.
Which means they're for planning only. Mm-hmm. So while they may be able to cover the cost, the additional cost of some of the plan requirements, the implementation, such as deer fencing, will not be covered through a plan conformance grant. And the next Highlands Council meeting on December 14th is in person at 4 p.m. in Chester.
Where is it?
Chester Township. Mm-hmm. Or actually just outside of town, Chester. So, but it is in person only, and it starts at 4 o'clock. Public comments are limited to 3 minutes, and there is a timer.
Are you going?
I cannot.
Can't get ready. You may want to put something on your website about it. The residents show up.
Yeah,
do they have to register to be a...
Definitely.
No.
Okay.
Maybe even on the Facebook pages.
Whatever. I mean, but just because it's, you know, it's one of those things that are... If you didn't find out about it and somebody didn't make the request, you wouldn't know.
I think we're kind of obligated to put that out there.
Yeah.
At this point.
Is there anybody else on the Environmental Commission, like Linda Ryan, who maybe can go that as versed as you are in this? I've got like 3 things that night. That's the problem.
So
I would have gone.
People on my subcommittee, on the subcommittee for this are Linda Ryan and Nancy Roberts Lawler.
Okay.
I did not ask if either of them wanted to attend. I wanted to see what the township committee wanted. But
okay.
If you want a representative, you want me to ask one of them, I can do that. Even if it's just reading the resolution, you don't need to be knowledgeable to do that.
Right.
And then handing it to the Highlands Council in person afterwards.
Makes
would
sense.
Be good too.
Well, with that, are we ready to make a motion to
I'll make a motion
adopt
to adopt resolution 145-2023.
I'll second if someone else is second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. So yes. Yeah. So ask them. See if they both can go. That would be wonderful.
Okay, I will.
All right. Sounds great. Next up is resolution number 146-2023, providing authorization for American Rescue Plan firefighter grant submission And basically, this is the township desires to apply for and obtain a grant from the New Jersey Department of Community Affairs for approximately $20,275 for the purpose of completing the outfitting of the Lebanon Township Fire Department's swift water rescue technicians with proper water rescue protective equipment. And the Township of Lebanon will match this grant with a 5.5% match of the total project cost of $21,455, that being $1,180.03. And you want to talk about this at all?
Only thing, I want to thank everyone for, you know, helping out. This came late to the plate. Train was leaving the station. And everyone put it together and got it on here on this agenda. So I think it's a good thing. You know, the fire department is looking at these grants and going after them. So kudos to them. And I'll make a motion to approve resolution number 146, 2023.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. All right. With that, we've already done the oaths of office. So unfinished business.
Yay.
2023, yay, Greg.
Yay.
Our CFO, Greg, is here to do 2023 best practices inventory presentation.
As the committee members will recall that we're on the committee, I think, Abe, of course, you weren't here at that point. This is something that just has to basically be run by the committee. There's no motion or voting on it. We always prepare it. This year there were 67 questions. Out of the 67 questions, 48 were scored, and we got 37 correct, or we scored positive on 37, so there's no adjustment to our state aid, otherwise we could lose state aid.
Mm-hmm.
And every year the questions seem, you know, there are budget questions, there are computer questions, there are green questions, there are all different things on here that, you know, a lot of things do and don't apply to us, but it's... simple questionnaire.
Anything we need to know, should I come and visit you about the ones that...
No. I mean, because, again, there's really nothing that happens.
Right. It's
this.
Not like it's...
It's strictly a technicality that it's got to go before the committee, and I apologize. The night it was supposed to go, I had an upper respiratory virus, so I wasn't able to make it in. Otherwise, that's it, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. That's
thank
it.
You.
So thank you for your time.
No, I came in and did my work anyway, so... Gonna go home. I will see you at the next meeting. We'll have a transfer resolution. I told Catherine.
Oh, okay, good.
To make sure that we include it. It will probably come in at the last minute because we'll need to get the payroll and everything posted. So,
okay.
All right.
Sounds good, Greg.
Good night, everybody.
Good to see you, Greg. Good to see you,
Greg.
Next up is I'm going to turn it over to Brian. We have unfinished business: municipal building handrail quotes.
Alrighty, we got three of them here. Marco Ironworks came out last, and their estimate was $6,610.75. That's aluminum railings at the front walkways, both door entrances. There is a choice there of some colors on that, other than black. You got Hollywood Fence, whose quote is $4,878, which is a black handrail setup. And then there's Ridge Builders, who came in at $4,110. He's the gentleman that did the police sign and raised the sign, the township sign out on the front there. His is a little different, because it would be putting the, like on the police sign, you get those black posts on the side.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be similar posts to that, which are slid over the 4x4 piece of wood.
Mm-hmm.
And then they build the rail off of that.
Okay.
And his came in at the $4,110.
So we don't have any photos or anything, right?
No.
Run that by me again. They like the police, the posts.
Yeah, the post for the sign is right
yeah.
here, too, that we put in.
Yeah.
Right. It'd be very similar to those.
For handrails.
If not, it may be exactly. Not the handrail, but the post for the handrails.
Oh, the post for the handrails.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So the handrails themselves, are they going to be wood?
They're going to be a composite cover cap. Yep.
Some of the problems right now with this is that you know, what Brian was saying months ago, people that run their hand along, they're splinters. It's really getting splintery right now. So
I sanded the one handrail down months ago.
The high price, they're not all equal in terms of what they're providing.
Correct.
One of them is all aluminum. Okay. And then the other two are composite, I believe.
One's a mix, but I think they are both aluminum, the other two.
Now, I only saw the first one was aluminum, the one for 66,000 something.
Right, and Hollywood Fence also are aluminum.
Are they? I don't see. Is it? It doesn't
say so. That's what I was told.
Looks like there's an attachment. I don't know if the attachment's in the package, is it?
Yeah, I have to pull up my computer.
But go ahead.
But my my question with in regard to that is the aluminum one. You know, on a cold day, on a really cold day, your hand's going to freeze to that aluminum.
Or you can be like Christmas Story and try to put your tongue on it.
That's right. So I'm not sure I like aluminum. I think the composite makes the best idea.
After seeing the work that he's done, I was pretty satisfied with it. You guys are going to have to decide.
And the colors would be just wood, like you said,
black. I don't see how any other color would fit, really.
Well, that's what I'm trying to think of, like, you know, aesthetically, too. I mean, we want to take care of the safety issue, but aesthetically, does black look good?
With black usually always fits, I think. I don't think you'd want white, would you?
No. I'm just wondering, is it, it's not an emergency, but I'm wondering, do we hold off so we could see some... You really don't have any photographs, unless they show us photographs from another building.
Oh, I don't know. I guess you could. I mean, it's pretty basic. They're handrails and a post. From what I understand, Warren said that this should be able to come out of capital because it's something that's going to last more than 5 years.
Did he have any opinions on the different?
No, I didn't even ask him about it. No.
So Abe is looking for
something.
Any thoughts, Tom?
No, it's just, I think Abe touched on it. One is aluminum. Hollywood Fence, I'm not sure if his product is wood or aluminum. And the other...
He had told me it was definitely aluminum.
This is Hollywood?
Yeah. I think he only actually...
The other fella clearly states what he's going to do. So really, the... Actually, the low bid gives you a better example of what we can expect when you
Ridge.
Look at it.
You're talking about Ridge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The other ones are kind of vague. This is something that the individual's planning on doing relatively soon. If
I can't answer that question. I don't see why not. It's not a big job at all.
Right.
Yeah. It'd take longer to get the materials ordered and to do the job, for sure.
Okay, so Ridge Builders is composite, that's for sure. It says so directly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it sounds like the whole thing would be black.
Yeah.
The railing, the posts, mm-hmm. at least it would match.
Yeah.
Well, I'm in favor of the composite myself. I don't want to. I think the aluminum, like I said, is going to be cold in the winter.
I'll make a motion.
I'll make a motion that we go with, looks like the lowest bidder.
Yeah. It is, actually.
You know, yeah.
Ridge Builders for 4110.
Macara would require a resolution since it exceeds your bid threshold.
Mm.
So this one doesn't exceed your bid threshold, so you're okay with the motion.
Good. So
I'll second that motion.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up, we have under new business, 2024 JCP&L distribution maintenance tree trimming. This is an authorization for the mayor's signature. The motion is going to be, and it's funny, they were at my house today looking at my trees. They're going to just be trimming back trees that are leaning on the wires or going to interfere with wires beginning on January 2nd, 2024. Contractors will be performing line clearance tree trimming in your community along the rights of way, routine trimming of limbs to provide 4 years of clearance from electrical wires and removal of limbs overhanging the distribution lines. It will be performed in accordance with JCP&L's easement rights or otherwise with the written consent of the property owner. I have a motion to authorize the mayor to sign this document.
I'll make a motion to authorize the mayor to sign the JCP&L trimming maintenance.
Yeah, JCP&L distribution maintenance cycle trimming.
Notice.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up, we have this is for the newsletter. Our newsletter editor resigned, so this is responsibilities to float the ad for a quarterly newsletter, should we decide to go forward with this, which it sounds like we want to. And what you will notice is that we removed the collection of ad dollars and submitting of ad money to the treasurer, because we're not going to be doing advertising in this newsletter. It's strictly going to be township items, stories, township items. So I don't know. This was an ad that we had originally, so we just got rid of a few of those things that we're not going to be doing anymore. So I don't know if anybody has any more comments on it. I mean, eventually it could go to, we may not be mailing it, maybe a PDF. Right. But right now, we'd like to continue the newsletter.
We need to find somebody.
Right. So we'll float this ad. Mm-hmm. Do I have a motion to approve the ad for the newsletter editor?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Mark's looking. Are you okay?
No. I was just. Do you post it? Do you do an RFP on your website, or do you guys actually post it in the newspaper?
I think we were going to do both okay. Newspaper and doesn't website. Matter. It was just going to be the standard.
Yeah.
Okay. With that, we have surplus sale items requests for bids. It's going to be sealed bids due on January 3rd, 2024. Which is actually the night of the reorg, but I guess in the day. And it's from Warren Gabriel, our DPW manager. I'd like to request permission to auction off the following vehicles in surplus: 2017 Ford Expedition, needs transmission work, Case C70 with boom mower, and a Zorro Z-Master diesel mower, does not run, needs a fuel pump. All vehicles can be viewed at the Municipal Garage, 339 Newport Road, Glen Gardner, between 7 a.m. and 3:30 p.m., Monday through Friday. All vehicles are sold as is. The successful bidder must remove the vehicles within 10 days of the award. Township reserves the right to reject or accept the auction of the vehicles.
Need a resolution.
So you need a resolution for this one?
Yep. What kind of bid is it going to be?
It's supposed to be a sealed bid, I thought.
Yeah.
Is it right? Is it going to be an electronic bid or no?
No.
No.
All right. So let's get the details. So you need to do a resolution in order for the.
Okay.
I can do it to the next meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so this will be held off to the 12:20.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, next up we have an emergent item of new business, and that's that committeeman Mike Schmidt has resigned from the township committee, effective immediately.
Today.
Yeah, we received correspondence to that effect. We don't have to accept that. It's
nope.
Just, yeah, all right.
Such, it just requires the elected official to resign to submit a letter to the clerk's office.
Right. He did a lot of work on our budget. He was, you know, the budget guru, did a lot of work with open space.
Did a lot.
Yep. And was 5 years as mayor. So All right. Next up is presentation of the vouchers.
I have a few here that qualify.
First one is for Vital Communications, which is the 2023 tax bills, $1,725.12. I have another here for Statewide Insurance. This is the deductible, $5,000. I have one to Jessica Perez Lopez, which is a compensation workman's comp claim, $2,373.67. I have one for our attorney, Roselle Briegel-Lazaro, professional services rendered, $1,400. I have another one for Roselle Briegel-Lazaro for November services, which is the retainer, $2,500. I have Robbie Lynn for the Township Newsletter for the Winter Edition 2023 for $1,150. I have LMR Disposal. This was for the fall cleanup, and the total was $1,880, and that included a scrap cleanup that took $841 off the total, which equaled $1,880.04. Last one I have is Advanced Recycling. This was the electronic recycling and air conditioning recycling for a total of $3,050.
You have Verizon Wireless, $1,841.71. Mohawk Lifts LLC, $11,290.69. Polygon U.S. Corporation, this is the restoration of the minute books. I don't know, have they been returned? Or?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Great. $2,136. Allegiance Trucks, Flemington, parts and stuff, $1,295.86. Griffith Allied Trucking, Gasoline Police, $1,060.94. J&D Auto Body, this is repair police interceptor utility vehicle from deer damage, $3,539.54. Warren Materials, $9,907.05. That's obviously asphalt. Another asphalt one, Warren Materials, $2,670.77. And that's all I qualify.
None that apply.
I have one.
No $1 million there?
No, yeah, no school, library. I have one for. Did I hear something? I have one for our Hunterdon County Educational Services Commission for our November billing for IT services, $1,000. And then I have some Mike's. He's not here, so. One for Gregory Della Pia, our CFO, for 2023 prescription reimbursement, $1,002.08. Got another one for Greg for telephone expenses, Staples expenses, continuing education classes, $1,385.60. I've got one for the Township of Holland for 2023 QPA services second installment, $1,000, and that's all that apply to the 1,000 or more category. And I get a motion. Oh, so the total bill list is for period ending December 6, 2023, is $1,214,683.41. Can I get a motion to approve the bill list?
I'll make that motion to approve the bill list.
Second?
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Just a note, Mayor, that I did contact Uptake about the door gave him my information. I left
good.
My information.
Good. That's right, because he won't follow up. Mm-hmm. So we have correspondence, historians, meeting minutes. Did you want to say anything or just?
I have nothing to add.
Okay. Next is open to public comment for anything anybody wants to talk about. Can I get a motion to open to public comment?
I'll make a motion to open public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Going once, going twice.
Go on, Daryl, nothing.
Seeing none, can I get a motion to close public comment?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Okay, so now we're going to, resolution number 147, 2023, authorizing executive session. We'll be going in to discuss three items, personnel, collective bargaining agreement, and contract negotiations. Can I get a motion to go into executive session?
And adopt resolution 147, 2023.
And adopt resolution 147, 2023.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Can I get a motion to...
You're good.
You're
That's
good.
It for now. Mm-hmm. That's it. Right. Can I have a motion to reconvene?
I'll get that to you, though.
Make a motion to reconvene.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 The action that we're going to vote on is, I guess, I don't even know if we need to vote on this, but it's to set up...
I couldn't hear, but I could see.
December 14th at 5:30 p.m. to meet with professionals for interviews.
Okay.
So take motion.
A motion to...
just a motion what was stated.
Yeah. Make a motion what was stated. Right there.
Second.
Oh. Roll call?
Yes.
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 Motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Meeting adjourned.
Okay, thank you.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Have a safe